Welcome everyone, as Hashem continue, Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shin, 59, discussing the topic of Avelus. Before we continue, I do want to mention that this shir is being recorded live at the first Seder Beis Medrash, and we encourage all men out there, it is a Beis Medrash for men, to join us live, online, Monday through Friday, 9:20 a.m. to 1 p.m., with an assortment of different topics of Mishnayos, Gemara, Mishnah Brura, Halacha, Tehillim, Tefillah, all different topics, and many more as well. Of course, some of these shurim we are able to send out to everyone and anyone across the world, and we thank everyone for joining and listening. Says the Pel Yoitz, Avelus. So we discussed Avelus on the Chorim Beis Hamikdash. We discussed Avelus, and we discussed yesterday, the last year rather, the importance of proper behavior and not causing them to cry in Shemayim for our incorrect behavior. Now we turn to what's called the regular Avelus. Regular Avelus, are people more familiar with, Le'aleinu, of a relative, of a Karuv. And this is a mitzvah. Avelus is a mitzvah. V'chla mitzvahs avelus uki yomus loimeis shechayiv lisabel alav. If a person's relative passes away that he's obligated to mourn for, sheyishmer l'kayim din avelus amaskunosa. That person should try as much as he can to fulfill to the letter of the law hilchos avelus. When a person fulfills hilchos avelus, they lessen the din shemayim. They lessen the din on the nifter. We have to know this. We have to know when a person, when the relative is fulfilling the halachas properly, not going to different parties, and they're following the halachas of Hilchos Avelus. They're learning what to do when the person is an avel. Once again, Le'aleinu, we should be fulfilling this in the limud, and this limud should be l'lamaisa. That's all we should have to do. But when a person should know, when they do that, they lessen the pain, the suffering of that person who they're mourning. V'lu chachmo yaskilu ki b'zman shemidas adin mesucha lov tzarech lizar b'yoyis l'kayim kol davar kitikuno y'lekabel lov din shemayim. And he says further that a person has to understand when there's a midas adin, if a person's relative passed away, there is a midah, the attribute of judgment, is hovering over the mishpacha. And when it says the Pel Yoitz, when there's this midas adin hovering over the mishpacha, we don't want to cut corners. If I could give a kleina mashal, small little mashal. If you're the teacher, you want to make sure you're doing everything right in front of the principal. If you're the student, you want to make sure you do everything right in front of the teacher and the principal. I remember when I was teaching 7th, 8th grade boys, and the principal would walk in. After he would leave, they would breathe again. They would like exhale. They would tell me, Rebbe, I can't do this. I stop breathing when he comes in. I said, well, you shouldn't do that. That's not healthy. You should breathe. When the principal comes in, you should make sure you breathe. But what do they tell him? They have this gyro. They have this pachad a little, which a little is good, especially in this generation. Now they're already married, it's many years ago. So when the midas adin is hovering over, we want to make sure it's watching, the cameras are shining on the person, the lights are on. We want to make sure we're following everything we can. And he tells us, the first 3 days are set aside for crying. And the person was alive, he should lament about his averus. The person who's alive should lament about his averus. The kol shivi yom is asik behesved v'lisapir shivchei ames. Let's discuss for a second here. What should take place by a shiva? You know, sometimes you go to a shiva house, you walk out, you come back very inspired. Sometimes you come back from a shiva and you're lamenting, you're in pain of where you just were, because it was the opposite atmosphere of what a shiva is. Sometimes, I'm sorry to say these words, there's a party. There's a party going on. One of the people, unfortunately, is not able to be there at that party. That's the person who passed away. But unfortunately, the atmosphere sometimes is that of a party. I've seen it. What should be taking place? What should be the topics of conversation? It should be focused on praises of the mace. L'saper shivchei ha-mace. V'chol ha-shenimsa by davar toiv. What any positive attribute and trait, you want to speak about it. V'yilmad b'dina ha-velus, learn the halachas of the ha-velus, oy b'dvayim ha-royim, or the sad history time periods of Klal Yisrael. The point, you shouldn't take your mind off of the Avelus. Focus on Avelus. He says not even to schmooze the little children of the little children topics. And we fulfill the words of Chazal, it will remove the worry, remove, and you won't have more suffering like this. A person should ask, if he doesn't have Svarma Avelus, ask for somebody to give you a Sefer Avelus in the language that you understand. And he tells us, you don't have a Shulchan Aruch, you don't understand? Take out a Me'am Loyes. Take out the Me'am Loyes. The Me'am Loyes. The Sefer that everybody loves to learn. He did such a chesed for Klal Yisrael, and now it's in English for many years already. Ever since I'm a kid, it's in English already. Look at, now, where do you look at Me'am Loyes? Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi, that's the Avelus over there. For Yaakov Avinu. V'zeh kol ha'odim. Listen to this word. She'evakish l'das. Es ha'sheyase. K'das malasos. M'pi seifrim. M'pi svarim. Learn, ask from the svarim. And from the other. And from the rabbanim. Lo yavar al das. Kainai. And the person should not transgress the time period for the Avelus. And when the person fulfills the Avelus properly, then when it's the time for simcha, he'll have the simcha at the right time as well.